League to Save Lake Tahoe Executive Director Dr. Darcy Goodman Collins has been at the helm for 5 months now. She has seen to the consolidation of League staff into one office and is committed to the organization's becoming more involved in the community. Learn more about the changes at the League in this Tahoe Project interview with Darcy Goodman Collins.
Welcome, Darcy Goodman Collins, to this Tahoe Project interview. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been on the job here as the director of the League to Save Lake Tahoe for 5 going on 6 months. And I promised our listeners and you that we would check in so that we could all hear what direction you're going. So first of all, just how is it going? Here we are sitting in the League offices. What are some of the things that have changed or that are really staying the same?
Well, I actually can't believe it's been almost 6 months. It feels, in some ways it feels as if I just started, but then I've learned so much over the past 5 months that I feel like I've been here a while. What I think is the most exciting about the past 5 months is that I've really had the opportunity to grow the organization and the staff. I had mentioned in our first interview that we were closing our Berkeley office and bringing all of the staff up to Tahoe so that we can be in one home base. And it's been just a lot of fun building the team, getting to know the talent that I have on this team, and to really work together and know that we're all here doing something that we love. So that's been the biggest accomplishment, I feel, over this time frame is really making sure that I'm using the skills and expertise of the staff appropriately. And we filled some vacancies and we're almost a full team.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So in terms of trajectory of the organization over time, historically and looking forward, what's your sense of the major movement in the organization and your vision as the leader at the helm of the organization?
Well, for 55 years, our mission has been the same, and it remains the same. That's one thing that's really strong about this organization. We have the Keep Tahoe Blue motto that's internationally known, and it's such a strong statement and a strong vision that most everyone who's ever visited Tahoe can buy into. Really, what Tahoe is known for is its amazing ecosystem and the blue cobalt colors of the water. So it's a great starting point, and it really indicates the successes that we've had over the past 55 years. We're still a strong organization, and we've made so many accomplishments towards that mission. Over the next 55 years, where I'd really like to see this organization go is to maintain that strength that we've had as the basin's watchdog, but also to really bring in and engage the community, and to strengthen our science base on the team, and to utilize the opportunities and fill the voids in Tahoe in protecting the ecosystem and protecting the system by providing opportunities for our community and for the visitors to become stewards of the lake. So giving them hands-on experience, giving them more educational opportunities to learn about what they can do in their daily lives to help protect the lake. And over the past 5 months, we've actually tripled our community engagement programs. We offer a lot more beach cleanups, a lot more hands-on restoration projects. I've put a lot more staff time into focusing on some aquatic invasive species projects, partnering with agencies, providing that support that some of the agencies aren't able to do on staff. So it's been fun to watch that grow.
And I think I saw that you have an event coming up. I think this coming weekend?
This coming Saturday.
Okay. I think our interview is going to be posted after this weekend, but can you give us a sense of a little bit more detail of what you're asking volunteers to do when you host these events?
Right. So one of our stewardship opportunities is focusing on managing a species of aquatic invasive plant, which is the Eurasian milfoil. And that's a problem along our shorelines throughout the entire basin. And it's a noxic weed that is a problem both for the ecosystem but also for recreation opportunities. It gets stuck in boat propellers. There's a huge population of dense mats within the Tahoe Keys. And it's been a problem for almost a decade now. And what my team and I have created is a partnership with some of the local agencies, including the TRPA and other groups that are trying to control these species. And we organize the volunteer side of it and provide technical support with their technical team, and then offer our community engagement programs. So we have been organizing volunteer opportunities to actually go out and help control that species. And the method that we're using is laying bottom barriers, which are basically black mats that we can lay over the large dense mats of the Eurasian milfoil, and they suffocate the plant. And it's one of the most effective ways of controlling the population. So we've been doing, our pilot project has been out at Baldwin Beach in South Lake Tahoe. We've brought a group of volunteers out there to help us lay the mats. And this Saturday, another group will go out and make sure that those mats are still in place and help do some weed pulling.
Great. So in terms of, again, this idea of the trajectory of the organization, where are you in terms of strategic planning with your board and your members and thinking about the future of the organization?
In 2009, before I started as a board member, I started late 2009, I became a board member of the League to Save Lake Tahoe. And before I started, the board had and the staff had gone through a five-year strategic planning process. So we've been in that strategic plan since 2009, and it finishes in 2013. So it's actually a perfect time for me to come in to assess where we are in that plan and to use the next year to work closely with the staff and with my board to come up with another five-year strategic plan and figure out what components where we've been successful in our current plan and where we really want to move in the future. And I can learn the experiences I've had over these past 5 months and into the next year to really inform that process.
Okay. You mentioned stewardship opportunities and the tripling of your program. Are there other aspects of public-private partnership that you're looking to bring into the fold of what you do at the League?
Yeah, an exciting new program that we're just in the developing stages is our corporate partnership program. And I'm using a lot of lessons that I learned in my previous position at Save the Bay, where I helped develop a very strong corporate partnership in the San Francisco Bay Area with Save the Bay, with our community-based restoration program. And I want to take a lot of the lessons I learned through that and bring them to the League and figure out a way that we can engage the corporate communities, both locally and regionally, and figure out how we can have a mutually beneficial partnership with those larger companies, where we give them an opportunity to expand on maybe some employee volunteer programs that they have within their companies and partner with the League in our community engagement and stewardship projects. So there would be a handful of ways for the outcomes for that project or that partnership to look. But in general, it would be the corporate group sponsoring at a certain level one of our projects and then giving them the opportunity to send their employees to be volunteers for these projects. So it's a great team building opportunity for them and helps them become stewards of the environment. And then we actually get that hands-on help from a big team. In my experience working with corporate groups, they're always some of the most fun groups to work with because usually the team already knows one another, so they already have some sort of bond, but they're really excited to get out of the office and to do something good for their community or in their environment, and they put a lot of work into it, and they can come out numerous occasions, come back to the same project, see how it grows over the years, really take ownership in one restoration activity.
This is the end of part one of the Tahoe Project interview with Darcy Goodman Collins. Listen to part two, in which she discusses the League's perspective on the regional plan update.